This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Legendary singer Jim Croce and five other people died in a plane crash after performing at Northwestern State University 50 years ago today. Dan McDonald, who was a student reporter for Northwestern Student Newspaper, remembers Croce looking exhausted during the performance.
In hindsight, he just looked tired on the stage. He had traveled about 700,000 miles touring that year, and I'm sure a lot of it was in some of those private planes. I'm sure a lot of it was on the road, but he was also ready to get out of there.
Croce was set to spend the night in Natchitoches, but called the pilot to leave early for a performance at Austin College the next day. They hit a pecan tree at the end of the runway in fog. Louisiana Tech University will unveil statues of some of the university greats like Terry Bradshaw, Carl Malone, Kim Mulkey, Willie Rowe, Fred Dean, Teresa Witherspoon. They'll all be there tonight at the new Sarah and A.L. Williams Champions Plaza. Senior Associate Athletic Director Colton Prim.
The goal behind this project was really to be able to show Louisiana Tech fans, visitors, potential students and recruits how you can achieve success coming in here no matter what your background is.
The event begins at 6. The state unemployment rate sits at 3.3%. It's the lowest in history. Federal data also shows the number of unemployed individuals is just under 69,000, which is also a record low. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.